AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Donald Trump with former First Lady Melania Trump looking on tells delegates at this final night of the Republican National Convention.
So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Trump told the crowd about Saturday's attempted assassination, adding he will not talk about it again because it's too painful to discuss.
When I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear, I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
The former president says he stands before delegates tonight only by the grace of God, in tribute to retired Fire Chief Corey Comparator, who died at Saturday's rally in Pennsylvania. His uniform is on stage with Trump and a moment of silence. Trump has made no direct mention of Democratic rivals, President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris, referring only generally to their administration. New details emerging about gunman Matthew Crooks and Saturday's shooting. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Crooks started setting off alarm bells at least half an hour before the assassination attempt, when local police reported a suspicious person near the building. A local tactical sniper inside a neighboring building spotted him from a second floor window. Crooks then pulled out a rangefinder and the sniper alerted his team. The shooter then climbed an air conditioning unit onto the building near the sniper's position.
A CBS News poll shows Trump leading President Biden by 5 points nationally, and the calls are growing from Democrats for Biden to drop out of the race for the White House. CBS's Robert Costa.
The Obama inner circle, which has somewhat tense relationship at times with the Biden inner circle, is saying, we're trying to help, but this is the reality when it comes to financing. You can not believe the polls, that's one thing, but money's a tangible thing in American politics. And if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to compete.
An explosion in Tel Aviv close to the U.S. Embassy branch office. It's not known what exploded, if it was the target, who might be responsible, or whether any Americans were injured. Meantime, CBS's Deborah Patta in East Jerusalem reports.
Today, Netanyahu visited soldiers in Rafah, where he was given a tour of Israel's Defense Force operations and insisted once again that it is military pressure that will ensure a hostage deal.
The U.S. military says it has concluded the operation to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza using a temporary pier. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week with State Senator Patrick Teston in Part 1 and the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce in Part 2. Listen every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, right here at WFHR.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Still no word on Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds in the overnight, lower 50s as you get up Friday morning. Friday afternoon, upper 70s, a mostly sunny sky. Heading into the weekend, both days will have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry, you'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest host. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the day before Friday. Greetings. It's Thursday and a lot going on. It's just crazy out there. First off, before I get to the, we had a lot to talk about. First of all, it's looking more and more like Joe Biden may step down. I want to talk about that in just a moment. Also, billionaire J.D. Vance, he was, on TV last night. I want to share my thoughts about his speech and who he is and what he's all about. And we'll get into that. And also my op-ed today, which is about, J.D. Vance didn't give credit to the Supreme Court, but he should have. They are really advancing Project 2025, and I want to get into that as well in this first hour. In the second hour of the program, our buddy Dean Obidala is going to drop by and say hi. He's got a couple of op-eds that are worth noting. And also Phil Itner is going to drop by and give us an update from Ukraine about what's going on in Ukraine. And in the third hour of the program, I want to fill you in on what Project 2025 has to say about Medicare and Medicaid. It's getting weird. So to start, I want to start first with J.D. Vance's speech last night. The thing that I found most fascinating about this speech, and I don't know if you watched the whole thing and if you were paying attention in the context that I was, I'm real familiar with the topics, the issues that he was talking about. He was talking about basically we're going to repudiate neoliberalism. He said we're no longer going to bow down to the bankers on Wall Street. We're going to start paying attention to workers and workers' rights, which is rich coming from a guy who voted against the PRO Act or refused to vote for the PRO Act and voted for some anti-union legislation. He's got a zero rating with the AFL-CIO. Zero. The average Republican is 3%. He's zero. But there was a larger message, and it was a message that a number of the Silicon Valley billionaires have been promoting. And it's fundamentally this. And in fact, I'm thinking this would make a great rant for tomorrow's op-ed. The message is essentially, I'm going to burn this whole system down and start over. These are people who, by and large, are big followers of Ayn Rand. I mean, they're trying to build their own city in Southern California, from scratch, to try out their objectivist / libertarian form of government. Peter Thiel, who is the big funder for J.D. Vance, has talked about building cities out on the oceans that could be run, along libertarian lines. These guys are, this is an adolescent fantasy. Right. This is what happens when 14-year-old boys read Atlas Shrugged or The Fountainhead. They're more likely to read The Fountainhead because in there's a scene where the good guy rapes this woman and then she decides halfway through being raped that she kind of likes it. So, but that's Ayn Rand. She appeals to 14-year-old boys. And this idea that, well, if we just let greed dominate everything and, you know, we can tear down our society and start it over and all this kind of stuff, you know, really appeals to some of these right-wing billionaires. And J.D. Vance, he's not a billionaire, but he's multi-millionaire. He was a hedge fund manager and, you know, he's had a number of jobs, most of which Peter Thiel helped him get or set up. But nonetheless, I think that that was the essence of the message. I mean, he attacked NAFTA, for example. Now, who wrote NAFTA? NAFTA started with the Reagan administration and the GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trades, that they passed it. They certainly, you know, pushed it. And then that led to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration writing NAFTA. NAFTA, you'll recall, those of you old enough to remember the 1992 election, where you had Bill Clinton versus George Herbert Walker Bush with Ross Perot in the mix. What Ross Perot was freaking out about was NAFTA, which was being brought to the table by George Herbert Walker Bush. It was one of the reasons that Bush lost. And in fact, he's acknowledged that over the years. So here's J.D. Vance attacking a trade deal that was a Republican trade deal. Yeah, I get it that Bill Clinton signed it, but this was a Republican trade deal. And then when Donald Trump became president, he rewrote NAFTA. Now, he'll come out and he'll say, we rewrote NAFTA. What he doesn't tell you is that they rewrote it to make it more favorable to giant corporations. They increased the tax deduction that you can get for moving your factory from the United States to Mexico by 50%. That was, you know, not Bill Clinton or Joe Biden. That was Donald Trump who did that. So, number one, J.D. Vance saying, you know, we're going to champion the little guy and we're for labor. These are just blatant lies. But the worldview behind them is this libertarian worldview of we're going to burn the whole thing down. He attacked the system over and over and over again. Washington, D.C., bureaucrat. He didn't attack the Democratic Party. He didn't attack Democrats. He gratuitously threw Joe Biden's name in a few times. Oh, Joe Biden's border crisis and Joe Biden's immigrants and Joe Biden. You know, but, you know, it's nonsense. We've had, you know, immigrants coming into this country forever. In fact, Joe Biden has the number coming through the border right now at one of the historic lows. But, you know, you would never know that from listening to the Republicans. So, number one, he also attacked the disastrous invasion of Iraq. That was his phrase, disastrous invasion of Iraq. Well, who did that? George W. Bush, a Republican. I mean, you know, this is... The people that and then he said, you know, we want to stand up for the people like in Appalachia, the hillbillies, where he grew up. Well, guess what? Guess who runs those areas? Republicans. Why are they still in poverty? Why is there no minimum wage in many of these states? And the ones that do have one have it fixed at $7.25 an hour. Why is it that they don't have labor unions to protect them? Why is it that their water and air is polluted with coal dust and other kind of poisons from mining and drilling? Because of Republicans, because of Republican policies. They're living in red areas, in deep poverty, in states that don't want to expand Medicaid, don't want to give them health care. The other thing that I thought was amazing about his speech was he attacked the, quote, idea of America, that America was founded as a pluralistic, multiracial, multicultural society, a melting pot, a place where immigrants are welcomed. In fact, unless you're Native American, we're all immigrants, some voluntary, some involuntary, but none of us, you know, have ancestors, you know, five, 10 generations back who started here, or however many generations it is to take you back to 1619, but you get my point. So what he said was America is not that idea. America is not this great melting pot. America is not a diverse society. America, the real America, is where only white people live, like Appalachia. Now, I realize there may be a few black people in Appalachia, but by and large, it's a whites-only area. And he was talking about seven generations of my family. Now, I realize he's married an Indian woman, you know, with darker skin, but I don't think that that had anything to do with the speech he gave last night. I think it was a pure white supremacist, or to be really, really accurate about it, this land is my land. This land was made for you and me. talking exclusively to white people. Last night, Joyanne Reed said, somebody said, well, he didn't play the race card. And she said, well, it wasn't racist, but he gave them some Easter eggs. Yeah. So anyhow, that's my take on J.D. Vance. Here's what's going on with Joe Biden. First off, before I get to that, this is such a bizarre juxtaposition. 538 just published their latest predictions. Biden wins 53 times out of 100. Trump wins 47 times out of 100. 53 to 47 right now on 538 are the odds that Biden's going to take this. Meanwhile, Axios is reporting, and this is Jim Vandehei and Mike Allen. These guys are serious journalists, and they are well-connected in Democratic, well, and Republican politics. So I'm just going to read a few clips from their report this morning. This is over on Axios. You can read it at axios.com. Several top Democrats privately tell us the rising pressure of party congressional leaders and close friends will persuade President Biden to drop out of the presidential race as soon as this weekend. He's being told that if he stays in, I'm quoting here, he's being told that if he stays in, former President Trump could win in a landslide and wipe away Biden's legacy and Democrats' hopes for November. Yesterday's AP poll showing nearly two-thirds of Democrats want Biden to withdraw was presented to him. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told Biden on Saturday, the day of the assassination, this was a few hours before the assassination attempt on Trump, that it would be best if he dropped out. That's Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader. Nancy Pelosi is described by Axios as, quote, a mastermind of the campaign to get Biden out, told him privately that he could destroy Democrats' chances of taking back the House. And she's also worried about donations drying up. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who will be the next Speaker of the House if Democrats can take it back, delivered a similar, if more subtle, message to Biden. Now, where are Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? None of them have said a word endorsing Joe Biden. Now, there's the old saying, you know, deciding not to make a decision is a decision, right? And it's a bullhorn decision. The fact that Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are not out there campaigning for Joe Biden tells you a hell of a lot. And again, back to the Axios newsletter, we increasingly hear top Biden aides, including ones who initially urged him to fight on, saying it's now when, not if, Biden announces he's not running. The reality check is that Biden cannot be forced out. This has to be his decision. The Democrats cannot push him out. He controls these delegates, and that's period. You know, that's it. He has to do it by choice. He has to do it on his own terms. And he has to do it in a way that allows him to preserve his dignity and his reputation. But Axios again notes he's doing two new and telling things. Number one, he's listening more, and he's also apparently yesterday was asking about polling on Vice President Harris's ability to beat Trump. He says the most likely scenario is Biden bows out and endorses Harris, but also flicks to letting the delegates sort it out if the party feels otherwise. I'm assuming that would mean also who is going to be the VP. That would aim to defuse any criticism that the Democratic Party is being undemocratic. And then if Harris is joined by the Obamas and the Clintons and Jim Clyburn, she's going to be unstoppable, which I think might be a good thing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Again, I'm not calling for Biden to step down. I mean, I have in the past, but this is his decision, and I support whatever decision gets made. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. So you don't have to worry about the potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
sworn to uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget. Broken trust.
Yep, from oaths to lies, the GOP's Supreme Court coup is the title of my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. Each one of these guys, every single, all six of the Republicans on the Supreme Court, when they were being interrogated by the Senate during their confirmation hearings, committed to respect the text and meaning of the Constitution, previous court's precedent, something called stare decisis, and legal history. And each one of them lied through their teeth under oath. And, you know, making it worse, most Americans have no idea how much power these guys have. Well, there's a long list. If you go over to HartmanReport.com and just read my piece today, it's absolutely free. You don't have to join or anything. Just read my piece today, and there's a, because I don't have time to go through it all, but there's a whole long list of, just in the last 3 years, all the Project 2025 things that the Supreme Court has done. See, everybody thinks Project 2025 is going to require a president and a Congress. It doesn't. This is stuff that the Supreme Court is already putting into place. Blocking the EPA, ending affirmative action, throwing out prosecutors of January 6th, stripping the EPA, ending federal protections for abortion, allowing discrimination against queer people, ending the ability of states to have concealed carry permits, giving religious fanatics the power to compel public prayer in classes, blocking Biden's efforts to end student debt. All this stuff. It's time for us to reach out. Now, you've got, you know, some Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ron Wyden, Sheldon Whitehouse. They're calling for serious investigations. We need to let Dick Durbin, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, know. And all of our members of Congress that we support the Democrats.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9924.
The court is out of control, and it's doing perhaps irreversible damage to this country. I'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Former President Donald Trump talked about the attempt on his life.
And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack.
His right ear is still bandaged.
I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
Our Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, says a CBS News poll shows Trump has momentum.
Donald Trump with his largest national lead of the campaign so far. Trump is now up 5 points over President Joe Biden. He was up 2 points nationally back in early July.
Trump continues to speak at the convention. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds in the overnight, lower 50s as you get up Friday morning. Friday afternoon, upper 70s, a mostly sunny sky. Heading into the weekend, both days will have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 57 at our studios.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio. The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Tom Harmon here with you. Welcome back. The I laid out for you early in the hour, and I'm going to pick up your calls in just a second, but I just wanted to share this with you. I laid out the Axios report on what's going on, that Nancy Pelosi has told Biden he needs to step down. And this is all because part of it is the polling, but the much bigger part of it is that increasingly Joe Biden is coming across as feeble, for lack of a better word. And you know, we don't want him to go out that way. I mean, you know, we want him to be remembered as this guy who just accomplished incredible things. And I think he wants to be remembered that way, too. But I mentioned this very briefly yesterday. Louise and I had several conversations about, you know, do we want to get into this? And but now it's kind of front and center. Steve Schmidt blogging about it this morning over at Substack. And this was this Zoom call that happened a few hours before the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, before the assassination attempt on Biden, or on Trump, excuse me. It was a Zoom call with Biden. And it was so-called moderate Democrats on Capitol Hill. He had had a previous calls with the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional Progressive Caucus, both of which gave him their support. This is the so-called moderate Democrats. And one of the participants told Steve Schmidt, he said, quote, "The call was even worse than the debate. He was rambling. He would start an answer, then lose his train of thought, and then he'd say, whatever. He really couldn't complete an answer. I lost a ton of respect for him." Another one of the Democratic members of Congress who was on the call told Steve Schmidt, quote, "The president was rambling, dismissive of concerns, unable or unprepared to present a campaign strategy, and had a particularly troubling exchange with Jason Crow, saying to him, tell me something you've never done with your bronze star like my son," which is kind of weird. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's son was a great guy, Bo Biden, you know, he went to Iraq, but he was a JAG officer. He was a lawyer, basically. Jason Crow was a combat officer who was in combat, who was wounded in combat, who was awarded, I believe, the Silver Star, certainly Purple Hearts. And, you know, you don't trash people like that. I think, kind of hurt Biden in that exchange. But Crow was respectful. You know, Biden lost his cool and said, you know, "Tell me somebody who hasn't, you know, had better foreign policy than me." And Congressman Crow said, "It's just not breaking through, Mr. President, to our voters." And Biden's response was, "Well, you ought to talk about it. On national security, nobody has been a better president than I've been. Name me one. So I don't want to hear that crap." So this was a fairly combative conversation. Keep in mind, this was, you know, last Saturday. Today is Thursday. But then yesterday, Adam Schiff came out and said, you know, he loves Biden. He's been a consequential president. He's done wonderful things. But he says, quote, "I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Donald Trump in November," end quote. And then Steve Schmidt notes, "The Biden campaign has functionally collapsed." Now, that's been aided by the fact that Biden now has COVID, or at least is reported to have COVID. And Steve Schmidt says, basically, the people who have made this happen are Jill Biden and Hunter Biden and a handful of out-of-touch White House aides. He says, "The arrogance is astounding." And he says, "I'm heartbroken over the humiliation of Joe Biden and the presidency that I'm witnessing. Each interview is further proof of the president's decline. The plain truth is he's barely intelligible when he speaks." And that's the problem. I mean, I love Joe Biden. I have so much respect for this man. I've met Joe Biden.
Louise has met Joe Biden. We've spent time with him. We've spoken with him. He's a wonderful man. Now, this was when he was vice president to Obama, and he was just full of pep and running around the room and grabbing people and hugging people and talking to people. And he's still doing a lot of that. It's just that he kind of shuffles and his voice is kind of weak, and you know, it's hurting him. And the stakes are really high. So again, I am not echoing my earlier call for Joe Biden to step down. It's not my role to do that, frankly. I think that has to be the people around him, the people that he knows and he trusts. And I don't want to be, in fact, I'm very reluctant to even be having this conversation, because I don't want to be part of the, you know, part of the unproductive conversation class, as it were, when we really should be talking about how J.D. Vance is a tool of right-wing libertarian billionaires who don't believe in America, who think women shouldn't vote, who think democracy is an impediment to, quote, freedom, who want to run this country without, you know, unions, without the rest of us having any say in it. That's who J.D. Vance is. And Donald Trump is a corrupt con man billionaire who's been convicted of raping a woman by two juries of his peers, who's been convicted of 34 felonies, including tax fraud, insurance fraud, and business fraud, who had to pay $25 million to make whole the young people that he ripped off at his fake university, whose party went all the way to the Supreme Court to block Joe Biden from stopping student debt, from softening the damage of student debt, forgiving student debt. The Donald Trump, you know, cheated on every single one of his wives, and yet has the support of the Christians, or the people who these you know, people who pretend to be Christians. John Pavlovitz had a great piece this morning about how I used to think I was a Christian because I thought, you know, I lived the life that Jesus told me to. But there's all these people out here saying, no, to be a Christian, you have to hate immigrants. You have to want to take away health care. You have to want to do away with food stamps and stop feeding, you know, hungry people. So, anyway, I will leave it at that and pick up your calls. What's on your mind? Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
What's up is I'm in despair, and there's no more about despair is not an option.
No, I'm not in despair, Nancy, here. If what comes out of this at the end of the weekend, and I think by Monday it's going to be resolved, if what comes out of this at the end of the weekend is that Joe Biden is going to stay in, then we have to unite behind him, period, and we need to end this conversation. If what comes out of that this weekend is that Kamala Harris is the nominee and that she and the Democrats are going to have to pick a vice president, that could be an exciting brand new beginning, and I think that it actually increases our chances of beating Donald Trump. And I think even Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump, frankly. So I'm not even close to despair, Nancy. But forgive my interrupting you, but I just had to put that on the record before you went any farther.
That's all right. I'm not saying you're in despair. Give me a chance to explain why.
Sure.
I am.
Sure.
Because I'm a few years older than you, I think. I've been voting for over 50 years. They told me in the beginning, you know, we have to fight the filibuster and electoral college and get money out of politics and, you know, I could name you seven other things. And guess what, Tom? What are they telling me today when I go to vote again? We have to get rid of the filibuster. We have to get rid of the electoral, get money out of politics. That's the main thing, and they have never done anything. I've learned everything, not everything, most everything I know about politics from listening to you and others. And I never hear anything you guys say. You rant about it. You give us facts, you know, anything like that.
Well, forgive another interruption here, Nancy, but just to set the record straight. The first piece of legislation in January of 2021, the first piece of legislation that Nancy Pelosi introduced in the House of Representatives or put forward in the House of Representatives, I don't know who introduced it, was H.R. 1, House Resolution 1, which was a piece of legislation that would have gotten money out of politics, that would have in some ways gotten around the Electoral College. It wasn't really Electoral College reform, but it was major campaign finance reform. Major campaign finance reform. Took a huge bite out of Citizens United, overturned large chunks of Citizens United, and it passed the House of Representatives. Democrats got that thing passed, and it got 51 votes in the Senate. Every single Democrat voted for it, and the Vice President. But then the Republicans filibustered it, and two Democratic senators, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, stabbed us in the back. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be in despair. It means that we got this close for the first time in 40 years.
And where were we 40 years ago? I'm sorry, but, you know, everything is, oh, yeah, but we almost got it. As long as this system, this two-party system that doesn't work for democracy, as long as we still have the ability of one person, one single person, stopping the wheels of government, like Tuberville and all those others, and including, you know, Democrats should have known about Manchin and Sinema before they got into this fight. Well, they're never prepared, and they never follow through.
I don't know. Nancy, I get your concern. I am super impressed that they got that done. And now Biden and Harris are both saying that if they get, you know, another bite at the apple, it's going to be the first thing they're going to do. Nancy, I got to run.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our Weather Ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight-line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's superberine.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M, superbarine.com, code Tom.
In the days of dark despair, when hope was running thin, a leader rose with courage to bring the light back in. He spoke a change in progress for the working class to thrive. A new deal for the people to keep our dreams alive. Oh, the new deal revolution built a better day. A safety net for everyone to chase the blues away. From the farms to the factories.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Barbara in Bradenton, Florida. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I had a couple of thoughts. I would really still want to see an unredacted Mueller report.
Yes, and me too.
I really think
please, Merrick Garland,
about that. And also, I think that the Republicans always telegraph what they're up to. And one of the things they're up to is stealing the election, and they're acting like they've already won. And I think it's because the Russians are still active, and I think they're still undermining electors and the election process. And with when they were supposedly recounting votes and checking the voting machines, I think they were up to no good, and I think there should be an investigation into what the Republicans are up to. And I think, you know, Biden could actually turn the tables on the Republicans by declaring a state of emergency because voter trust of the elections is so low that they should do something to guarantee that the trust is revived by doing something. I don't know what that would be, but I think something needs to be done to make sure that every vote is counted, because I do believe Democrats are going to win. I have friends who said they'd vote for Biden if he was in a coma. If his head was in a jar of blue liquid, they would vote for him no matter what.
Yeah.
So there's loyalty. That whole issue of loyalty is very disturbing to a lot of people, I think.
Although I think a lot of that isn't so much loyalty to Biden as it is hate of or fear of Trump.
Yes.
So I think it'll transfer to,
you know, make him win.
Yeah, so if Kamala Harris becomes the party's nominee, I think 99% of that loyalty is gonna immediately, you know, she's gonna immediately acquire it. It's you know, it's just.
I really hope so.
Instant osmosis.
But also, my last point, Tom, is that I think whoever the Democratic candidate is needs to address white voters, white working class voters, directly, and say, and really address the fact that poor whites, that there really are a whole bunch of them, many more than there are poor black people, and to address poverty, to address the economic issues that working class and middle class white people have to deal with. And, you know, as a black woman, I would not be upset to have.
Yeah, and those poor whites are being screwed by the GOP. Time.
Yes, exactly. They're being recruited actively.
Yeah.
In your face with lies.
No, but I mean, it's Republican policies that have hurt the poor white people,
yes,
that have kept them in poverty,
absolutely,
that have denied them Medicaid, that have denied them the right to have a union, that shipped their jobs overseas, that George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan wrote NAFTA. It's been Republicans who've been pushing this stuff. I get it. Bill Clinton did too. But Joe Biden is not. Joe Biden has brought back hundreds of thousands, millions of manufacturing jobs. We're building more factories in the United States right now than we ever have since the 1940s and 1950s. Mm-hmm. We're rebuilding our national infrastructure. You know, Donald Trump had Infrastructure Week every year through his last year. It was a joke. We're actually doing it, and it's happening more in red states than blue states, just because they're so far behind. I mean, there are these, you know, national infrastructure projects, the rebuilding roads and bridges and water systems and septic systems that are happening in red states all across America that I don't think that, frankly, that they're promoting enough. And that now you've got these Republican members of Congress who are going out, you know, with a shovel saying, yeah, this was my project, when they all voted against it.
Yes. We've got to emphasize that so strong. I mean, I live in Florida, where there's construction everywhere since Obama. They never gave Obama credit for all the jobs he brought to Florida. And they're still not giving Joe Biden credit for all he's done.
You're right.
It's just, you know, we got to fight harder.
Yep, and spread the word. We have to wake people up to all of this. Barbara, thank you so much for the call.
Always
nice to hear from you. Thank you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break here, both Dean Obidala and Phil Itner are going to drop by. And then we'll be getting back to your calls. So stay with us. It's 57 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Freese. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.